This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, March 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. LAO, ag should cover more EJ costs. Rural-urban mortality gap widens, and House conservatives oppose EATS Act. LAO, ag should pay for DPR's air monitoring. The Legislative Analyst Office agrees with the governor's proposal to dramatically increase the mill assessment. The independent budget advisors are also recommending lawmakers use the tax on pesticide sales to cover more of the Department of Pesticide Regulation's programmatic costs. As one of several recommendations in a new report analyzing the structural budget imbalance at DPR, LAO is taking aim at an air monitoring program. DPR tracks airborne pesticide emissions as a part of an Air Resources Board program that targets grants to disadvantaged communities in the state's most polluted air basins. The monitoring is one of several environmental justice initiatives DPR has taken on in recent years. Funding for it has come from cap and trade revenues. Given the state's budget crisis, however, the administration and the legislature are digging into that money to fill funding gaps for programs outside the scope of cutting climate emissions. LAO is looking for ways lawmakers can maintain that flexibility by minimizing any existing spending from the climate account. To that end, it is urging DPR to dip into its own fund to pay for air monitoring, since the ongoing nature of the program suggests it is a core department function. That means the department must bump its tax on pesticide sales even higher to account for the additional costs, estimated at about $700,000 annually. Noticeably absent, well, LAO points out that the Newsom administration has not allocated any funding to launch DPR's new Environmental Justice Advisory Committee. Despite strong opposition from ag groups, Governor Newsom last year signed AB 652, establishing the committee. The budget omission is part of the administration's overall strategy to exclude funding for recently chaptered legislation. Newsom has taken heat from environmental groups over the absence of funding to implement California's controversial new laws on corporate climate accountability, SB 253 and SB 261. But LAO suggests that the mill assessment presents an opportunity to set DPR's scope of work as well. It offers, quote, a key juncture for considering new activities like this for the department. Meanwhile, Louis Brown, an attorney with Kahn, Soares, and Conaway, representing several ag organizations, is pleading with lawmakers not to increase any fees on food producers. During a budget subcommittee hearing last week, Brown described how the new ag census finds that California has lost 7,000 farms over the last 5 years. No doubt some of this is related to commodity prices, said Brown, but also a significant factor in that there are the regulatory costs in the state of California. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Rural-urban mortality gap widening. Rural residents are increasingly more likely to die of natural causes than people who live in urban areas. That's the finding of a study by USDA's Economic Research Service. The difference in age-adjusted natural cause mortality rates grew from being 6% higher in rural areas to 20% higher in rural regions between 1999 and 2019, the USDA economists found. The gap is especially pronounced in people ages 25 to 54, which is considered prime working age. In that group, the natural cause mortality rate was 43% higher in rural areas in 2019, up from a gap of just 6% in 1999. The study also found that the more rural an area was, the more mortality rate grew over those 20 years. Take note, Hispanic males and females had the smallest rural-urban gap in mortality rates. Non-Hispanic whites saw the biggest increase in mortality rates in rural areas in comparison to cities. All across regions of the country, the biggest increases in prime working age mortality rates were in rural women. House conservatives oppose EATS Act. 10 Republican House members on Friday urged House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson to keep the Ending Agriculture Trade Suppression Act, or EATS Act, out of the Farm Bill. The letter, whose signers include some members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus, highlights divisions within the GOP over the EATS Act, which is meant to prevent states from enacting their own laws prohibiting the sale of ag products. Last year, the Supreme Court upheld California's Prop 12, which bans the sale of meat from sows confined in gestation crates, sparking fears that other states would copy the legislation. The 10 Republicans called the bill, quote, a veiled opportunity by foreign-owned corporations to subvert the will of American voters, pointing to support from the pork giant Smithfield Foods, which is owned by China-based WH Group. Rather than work against the interests of American farmers and abandon long-held principles of federalism, Congress should focus on reducing Chinese influence on American production agriculture, they wrote. We recommend you start with the pig industry, given the extraordinary control exerted by Beijing. The letter signers include GOP Representatives Anna Paulina Luna, Byron McDonald's and Matt Gaetz of Florida, Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey, Andy Biggs of Arizona, Nancy Mace of South Carolina, Matt Rosendale of Montana, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Tim Burchett of Tennessee, and Bob Good of Virginia. More than 200 House and Senate Democrats sent a similar letter in August to Thompson and the House Ag Ranking Member David Scott. Well, here's today's He Said It. Drinking European method decaf is safe. At Bill Murray, president and CEO of the National Coffee Association, Murray called for FDA and the legislature to reject, quote, baseless proposed bans that target a chemical used in the making of decaf coffee. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, March 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Talley.